is August 8th, 2002, and I am Kathleen Lingley, and I'll be interviewing Mr. Raymond Beck. What is your full name?
My full name is Raymond Vincent Beck.
Raymond Vincent Beck. Okay. And when and where were you born?
I was born in Halifax, November 8th, 1920. A long time ago.
Yeah, down on Bedford Row, right?
Yeah.
Did your parents work outside the home?
My father did. He was in the fire department. He was in the fire station down at Bedford Row. Okay. And he drove the aerial ladder.
Oh, neat. Did you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes, I had a brother and a sister.
Did your brother go to St. Mary's as well?
No. He went in the fire department in 1941. And I had two other sisters that died in the younger years. Mm-hmm. One was days old, and the Veronica was 11 months.
Okay. Now, when did you attend St. Mary's? You said you started at the high school, right?
I started in September 1937 in high school.
Okay.
With the Christian Brothers.
Mm-hmm. And then you stayed till when?
1944.
Okay. What made you choose to go to St. Mary's?
I don't know. Just my mother decided that I would go there. Yeah.
Sounds good. And what faculty were you in when you were in the college?
Engineering.
Okay. Now, do you remember anything about your professors, either at the high school or the college?
Well, in the high school, it was the Irish Christian Brothers. Mm-hmm. And the grade 9 was Brother Keevy. G.A. Keevy.
How would you spell his last name?
K-E-A-L-E-Y.
Oh, okay.
And then in grade 10, it was split. There were two 10s, grade A and B. Mm-hmm. And we had Brother Flannery in grade 10, and grade 11 it was Brother Keel. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember anything about them?
Well, they were dedicated men,
Good teachers, eh?
Pardon?
They were good teachers?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Now, did you notice a difference in the teachers when the Jesuits came to the college? Did it seem like a different place?
Oh, yes, it was different, but they were still dedicated,
Mm-hmm.
They were committed to education, yeah.
Do you remember who taught you when you were in the engineering faculty?
Oh, Father Bert Gaffney.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then there was Brandy Thomas.
Mm-hmm. What did he teach?
He was not working.
Oh, I'm just making sure that it's on. Yeah, it's perfect. I wouldn't want to mess it up.
I think it was C.E. Thomas. He was a civilian. He wasn't a priest.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was Father Phelan. He taught us economics the first year. And, let's come back in there and see. Oh, yeah, that's 1940. That was the yearbook would have been the Christian Brothers then. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brother Lannan, he was the president of the college. There he is there.
Oh, neat. Yeah.
Brother Lannan.
Now, was there a dress code when you were at St. Mary's?
Mm-hmm.
Was there a dress code when you were at St. Mary's?
Oh, you had to wear a shirt and tie.
Had to look professional, eh?
Yeah.
Do you remember any other, like, rules for the college or anything?
No, I can't think of any. No, I guess not. Of course, when I got into college, the war was on. And the COTC was, you know, it was very, very prevalent. You were drilling at least 2 afternoons during the week. Might go on to 6 o'clock. And then you had, you know, training on Saturdays. And then, of course, you had the summer camp. You'd go to camp in Aldershot for two weeks. Yeah.
What would you do when you were at camp?
All Army work.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Range work, you know, marching and, yeah. Field craft, yeah.
Yeah. I have a question. As an engineer, did you ever go on anything like a survey camp?
Or? Oh, yes.
Yeah. What was that?
We went to survey camp. I don't know when it would have been. I think I went there twice. I'm not sure what year we went. Third year, I guess.
Okay. And where would you go?
We used to go up around Truro. To the, but it's in the agricultural college, I guess. Mm-hmm. They had a bit of a camp there. Yeah.
Neat. Now, when you were in college, did you pay for your own tuition?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
How would you make the money? What sort of jobs would you have?
I worked one summer down in McDonald's. Cigar store on Swing Garden Rose. Yeah. I was there a couple of summers, and then I went to work for Acadia Construction. They were building the A-23 that was down the Eastern Passage. Mm-hmm. And I worked there, and then next summer I worked for Wartime Housing, and next summer for the City of Halifax. And then when I got down to Tech, I went in the Army for a summer to Petawawa.
Wow. What can you tell me about the cost of education at St. Mary?
Oh, gee. It was really peanuts. It was something like $75 or something like that.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I can't realize. Well, the there was no pay for the, you know, the brothers and the Jesuits when they were there. No pay for them. Yeah, it was about $75.
Now, you lived at home, you weren't a boarder, right?
No, I lived there.
So you were a day student. Do you know, have any idea of how many boarders there would have been?
Oh, gee, I'm not sure. Okay. I'm seeing if we could Is there anything about borders in here? There's my grade 11 class. There I am there. Now that guy, that was Jack Fitzgerald. He went in the Air Force and he was killed in 1942.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I remember another guy went in the Army. He survived. There should be a picture here of the borders. You see, look, Army, Navy, Monsignor McManus. Coral Society. There's COTC.
There's quite a large group of you. Yeah.
I wasn't in it then. That was 1940. There's Briney Thomas there. Mm-hmm. And that is Spencer Ball. And that's Major Faulkner. This guy by the name of Zanikin. Yeah. I don't know. There should be a picture of the... I don't know.
Now, do you remember where the boarding students, some of the places they'd be from?
Occurs to me that most of them were Newfoundlanders. Yeah.
Neat.
There should be a picture here somewhere of the, there they are, there. In Petaluma.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know.
Now, when you were at St. Mary's, what recreation facilities did they have? Do you remember?
They had handball courts. And when I was in high school, they used to have inter-faculty sports, soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey.
A lot of hockey?
Yeah. Maybe the old room.
Oh. And that was a natural ice rink, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you go to see a lot of games there?
Well, the inter-faculty sports, you know.
Rather. Do you remember, like, would the brothers play a game of handball with you or anything?
Oh,
like
yeah.
That?
Oh, yeah. Did they tie up their, what do you call it, their sutan? Yeah. Yeah. Well, they played. They were good at it. Yeah.
And they enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Oh, neat. Were there a lot of non-Catholic students at the college and the high school?
There were a few. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you attend services at the chapel as students a lot, or no?
Oh, yeah, no. There was always time for chapel. Yeah, oh, yeah. And they'd have retreats, you know.
Every year, or?
Yeah, just about, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you do during your retreat?
Mostly be quiet. Yeah.
Quiet, then. What impact do you think the Catholic administration had on your experiences at St. Mary's?
Oh, certainly they were Catholic, you know, with the brothers and the Jesuits, and the Archbishop was there by times, you know. Mm-hmm. And we had the sodality and, you know. Yeah.
Now, were you a member of any society during your time at St. Mary's?
Oh, I remember the Sodality Engineering Society.
What sort of things would Sodality do?
Well, I'm not sure. No, that's a bank.
Do you remember anything about the Engineering Society?
Well, we usually had a banquet once a year.
Would you have a lot of smokers and things like that, or? So someone told me that you used to go over to where the Gorsbrook is now, where the Gors.
Oh yeah, that's
over there.
I don't remember smokers down there, but we had dances down there.
Oh, neat.
The old host was there, the Enos Collins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. How did St. Mary's being a small campus affect the atmosphere of the school? Were you all really close-knit?
Oh, yeah, pretty close, you know. Yeah. There weren't that many there.
So you knew everyone?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And what sports did you play when you were at St. Mary's?
Oh, we played soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Played a bit of hockey.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's about it.
Do you remember anything about the ladies' auxiliary?
Oh, yes. Yeah. There's a picture here somewhere. I don't know whether you're interested or not.
Yeah, I'd love to see the picture.
I don't know.
What sort of things did the ladies' auxiliary do?
They helped decorate the chapel with flowers and now there's Father McCarthy. He was a P.C. McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's Great Tim. Jacqueline, she was a teacher in the high school.
Did you ever have him?
Yeah, I had him, yeah. Jimmy Ryan, Brother Bert Gaffney, Al Sabine.
What other things would the, there they are, the ladies auxiliary.
Yeah, that's
right. Oh, having a faculty tea.
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
What other sort of things would they have done?
They're right up there.
Oh, neat.
Paul Bridge and faculty tea.
Oh, neat. And a sewing group, it looks like they are really busy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I see it. Made several gifts to the college chapel. New carpet to the sacristy. Two elves. The whole list is there.
Oh, neat.
Well,
it's right
there. I suppose you got all these yearbooks.
We have some. I'm not sure what ones we have exactly.
Yeah.
My boss would know that.
Yeah.
She knows the collection really well.
Oh,
I was going to ask you what your impressions of the college building were, what it was like.
Well, it was small.
Yeah.
There it is there.
Okay. It looks big in pictures.
Yeah. There's a COTC.
Hmm. And there was a library at the college, wasn't there?
Yep. Yeah.
Was it large or what was it like?
No, it was a small one.
A small one. Who was your librarian?
Oh, the There was no permanent librarian. There was, you know, catch as catch can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now there's Arsenic and Old Lace, the play they put on 1944.
Were you in this, or?
No, I was the program director, I think it was, or program. There it is here.
Oh, neat. I've never seen these programs before. Oh, and there's a picture from the paper.
Yeah.
Oh, you had it at the Oxford.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, first class all the way.
That's neat. Oh, there you are, program.
Yeah.
R.V. Beck.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
There's Penny. Mackie. Mm-hmm. Eddie Boy. He's still around.
Edmund Boy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Pinio.
Mm-hmm.
Axel Allen. That's Father George. Yeah.
Wow, that's a neat picture. Just get those. Neat. Now, did girls ever come onto campus for any reason?
Not as students.
No. But like as visitors or maybe for a dance or something?
Oh yeah, once in a while, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. My daughter, she's an engineer, the oldest one, Janan. And my youngest one's an engineer. And Rosemary's a CA. They all went to St. Mary's. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And Janan, she was the first one in engineering at St. Mary's. And she had to be around the first of the females that went to the college. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's really neat. Oh, one other question. Was there a lot of interaction between, like, other students with the St. Mary students and the Dow students or the Mount students at all?
No, not much.
No? No. Okay. What effect do you think the education offered at St. Mary's had on your life?
Well, she was, you know, the, starting with Brother Keeley, he certainly had an influence, you know, at that age.
Sort of set you in the path, eh?
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
And so you've stayed connected to St. Mary's. You said your children all went there.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever go to alumni events or anything?
No, I don't get out now.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Do you look fondly on your days at St. Mary's?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Now, I asked all my questions. Did you have anything
to add? That's fine.
Okay, great.
Oh, excuse
me. Perfect timing.
Yeah.
I'll just turn this tape off then.
Just wait a second.
Oh, sure.
Hello?